More news stories now, including car park worries for shopping centre traders. But first, Norwich has a street of shame.
Fighting, drugs and vandalism. That is the shocking picture painted by CCTV images, which show life after dark in some of Norwich's secluded streets and alleys. A security camera installed in the historic Tomeland Alley showed how people's lives are being affected by incidents such as a man being dragged to the floor and kicked, and people urinating in the street. The footage was recorded by Pernille Rudlin, who installed a CCTV camera on her nearby property last month. She has since posted the videos onto Facebook in a bid to alert Norwich City Council and the police about what is happening. Ms. Rudlin, who has lived in the area for 3 years, said she was woken up at night almost every weekend by people in the alley. She said she installed the camera after graffiti started appearing on the wall next to the church. "I go out every weekend and I have to get rid of broken bottles, needles, condoms and even poo from down there," the 51-year-old said. "It is one of the city's most historic streets, and it is embarrassing it should look like that." Her footage is representative of issues raised by people living elsewhere in the centre of Norwich.
Weapons and drugs have been seized as officers arrested 4 people on suspicion of drug offences. Beat manager for Norwich West, PC Dan Taylor, tweeted the threat of the taser had achieved compliance as a quantity of drugs were found in a car the suspects were riding in. Operation Gravity has been running since December last year as Norfolk Police declared a critical incident over the sharp rise in drug-related serious violence, including stabbings, across the county.
Cancer patients in more isolated areas of Norfolk will no longer miss out on potentially life-saving advice. Big C, Macmillan Cancer Support and Norfolk County Council's Library Service have joined forces to provide every library in the county with booklets on the disease, offering advice on medical, financial and welfare. These include Big C's Here to Support You guide and a range of Macmillan booklets. The initiative follows a year-long pilot project at Cromer Library in 2016. Both Big C and Macmillan identified North Norfolk as having a limited information service, with residents reporting difficulties accessing the same support in Norwich. With more than 800 booklets picked up, the pilot project was hailed a success. Now the team are rolling out the project to all libraries, including mobile libraries across Norfolk.
Business owners met in Norwich to discuss controversial new parking rules proposed for the Earlham Road complex. A sign erected earlier this month states people will have to pay for parking at the centre from or around January the 1st. But traders fear it could result in a 30% reduction in their revenue as customers look to shop elsewhere. It's led to them looking at alternative options as how to reduce the impact of the proposed changes. The car park is owned by Bell Gold Properties Limited and is monitored by National Parking Enforcement through the use of CCTV cameras. Shoppers are currently allowed to park for 2 hours free of charge, but mustn't return within 24 hours. But it'll soon become a pay-on-foot car park this summer.
The centre of Norwich burst into life over the weekend as part of a global drive to save the planet. Countries all over the world have marked Earth Day, a campaign to promote a more environmentally conscious lifestyle. Local group Climate Hope Action in Norfolk, CHAIN, held Stand Up for Climate Science Earth Day event outside the forum to mark the occasion. The centrepiece of the event was Whole Earth, a renowned photography exhibition which, at 60 metres long, includes photography and text challenging people to work towards a sustainable future. The artwork, which has been described as a modern-day Bayeux tapestry, will spend the next year at the University of East Anglia before it moves on. Families crowded around the forum steps to enjoy live music, entertainers, speakers, children's games and robots. Display boards gave information and figures on the extent of climate change.
9 out of 10 parents in Norfolk and Suffolk will be sending their child to the first choice primary school in September. Thousands of families discovered where their children would be starting reception in autumn and what's become known as National Offer Day. This year, 94% of Suffolk and 93% of Norfolk children were offered their preferred school, which came as an increase in both counties, up 3% in Suffolk and 1% in Norfolk. It was also offer day for children moving up to junior school in September. Overall, 99% of applicants were given one of their top three choices in Suffolk and 98% in Norfolk.
Now to our feature, written by Derek James, which tells of our Turkey King's painting flying off to a fitting new home. The reader is Sarah Lusher.